Hare Krishna. Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, chapter 1, first chapter, text number 13. So, please repeat the verse.
Saesha dosha purusha did aste. Grihan pravishto yan apatyamatya pushna shri krishnat bimukha gata shrish tvyajasya asaivam kula kausalaya
Please repeat word to word meaning. Saha, he. Eshaha, this. Doshaha, offense personified. Purushvadit, envious of Lord Krishna. Aste, exist. Grihan, household. Pravishtaha, entered. Yam, home. Apatyamatya, thinking to be your son. Pushnasi, maintaining. Krishnat, from Krishna. Bimukhaha, in opposition. Gatashrihi, devoid of everything auspicious. Tvyaja, give up. Asu, as soon as possible. Asaivam, inauspicious. Kula, family. Kaushalaya, for the sake of. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation, you are maintaining offense personified, Duryodhana, as your infallible son, but he is envious to Lord Krishna. And because you are thus maintaining a non-devotee of Krishna, you are devoid of all auspicious qualities. Relieve yourself of this ill fortune as soon as possible and do good to the whole family. Please repeat translation. You are maintaining offense personified. Duryodhana, as your infallible son. But he is envious of Lord Krishna. And because you are the maintaining a non-devotee of Krishna, you are devoid all auspicious qualities. Relieve yourself of this ill fortune as soon as possible and do good to the whole family. Purport. A good son is called Apatya. One who does not allow his father to fall down. A son can protect the father's soul when the father is dead by offering sacrifices to please the Supreme Lord Vishnu. This system is still prevalent in India. After the death of his father, a son goes to offer sacrifice at the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu at Gaya and thus delivers the father's soul if the father is fallen. But If the son is already an enemy of Lord Vishnu, how in such an inimical mood can he offer sacrifice unto Lord Vishnu's lotus feet? Lord Krishna is directly the personality of Godhead. Vishnu and Duryodhana was inimical to him. He would therefore be unable to protect his father, Dhritarashtra. After his death, he himself was to fall down because of his faithlessness toward Lord Vishnu. How then could he protect his father? Vidura advised Dhritarashtra to get rid of such an unworthy son as Duryodhana as soon as possible if he was at all anxious to see to the good of his family. According to the moral instructions of Chanakya Pandit, what is the use of a son who is neither a learned man nor a devotee of Lord? If a son is not a devotee of Supreme Lord, he is just like blind eyes, a source of trouble. A physician may sometimes advise the extrication of such useless eyes from their sockets so that one can be relieved from the constant trouble. Duryodhana was exactly like blind traveling eyes. He would be a source of great trouble of the family of Dhritarashtra, as foreseen by Vidura. Vidur therefore rightly advised his eldest brother to get rid of his source of trouble. Dhritarashtra was wrongly maintaining such personified offense under the mistaken impression that Duryodhana was a good son, able to liberate his father. Hare Krishna. So we heard about, like, here Parikshit Maharaj, he was inquiring about Pandavas. So, and here Sukadev Goswami, he was explaining how Dhritarashtra advised by Vidura that, you know, what should do and what is the right things. You know, he can see the future, what going to be happen. Actually, Vidur was so intelligent, he's extremely intelligent, you know. In all cases, when people don't know, like in the confusion, Vidura was always in perfect direction, you know. When Pandavas, they went to stay to Lakshagriha, you know, Vidura is the first person. He indicated to Yudhishthir Maharaj, you know, I think there is a danger. Make sure you are, you should be very careful. See, he can see the future, what going to be happen. So, when Dhritarashtra called him for advice, and what he said straightforward, very, you know, bitter truth. What is that? Your son Duryodhan is a offense personified, you know. He is not committing offense, he is a personified of offense. You know, imagine how powerful it is. So, you should leave him as soon as possible. Why? It's like those kind of bad person, like snake, you know, poisonous snake. If you keep with you, doesn't matter how much you'll feed and how much you'll maintain, when they get, you know, too much poison in their head, they go crazy and they will bite you as well. You know, even snake charmer, you know, how nicely they maintain, but, you know, you can see still they bite. So, you know, actually when Duryodhana was born, at that time, You know, the all inauspicious sign was, you know, it's exactly when he born. All inauspicious sign, everybody can hear, you know. The, you know, dog is barking too loudly, like, you know. And jackal is crying, you know. There was like screaming too loudly. And cow was crying. And suddenly it's become so dark as soon as he born. So then all the, you know, elder in the family, like, you know, Bhishmadev and Vidura, they instructed to Duryodhan, look, according to all the sign, your son is 100% demon. Yeah, they said, like, and they said he will destroy your family. Even astrology, you know, astrologer came and the astrology said same thing. This son will destroy the whole dynasty. And that time, Gandhari was agreed. She said, okay, if I have to protect my family, I'm fine. And Dhritarashtra said, no, it's my son, you know. Doesn't matter whatever he is, it's my son. So, you know, this all is, you know, useless. It's not true. And Bidur, he was instructed that time as well, leave your son. They give advice, like, give to someone, like, you know, some sages, so he can grow up in a nice environment, so he can be, maybe he will perform some good things, so he can be rectified, you know. But they don't, you know, Dhritarashtra didn't listen. So, he said, no, he is a princess. So, he start maintaining him. And then, you know, result all of we know, which is Vidura predicted. What happened? Because of Duryodhana, whole dynasty was destroyed. And Srila Prabhupada, he emphasized on this verse about the, what is the duty of a son. In Manusamhita it is described, putrarthe kriyate bharja, putra kriyate shapindana. So, people get married. Why? To get children. Putrarthe kriyate bharja, putra kriyate shapindana. And people produce their children to make their pinda. I mean, when they will die, they will offer some sacrifice to Lord Vishnu's lotus feet. And that's how they will get delivered. Pinda. Yeah, pinda. Because they make, like, in a pinda means there's something small, round things. So that is the reason in Grihastha Ashram. I mean, that is according to Karma Kanda and what is called, like, fruitative result. But the devotees, they have, of course, the different mission. So, here, if we see, Srila Prabhupada said, apatya means, a means not, patya means fell down. One who will, you know, protect from the father, to fell down where? From hellish planet, you know. Even putra means putra. Pu means the one hellish planet, you know. Put. That is, there is so many hellish planet. I mean, so many hellish, in the hell there is so many sector. So one is called put. And tra means deliver. One who deliver from that particular hell. In our daily livelihood, you know, when we do something for our living, there will be some common sinful activities we cannot avoid. Even though if someone is vegetarian or maintain all the activities a grihastha should follow, still there will be some sinful activities if that person is not devotees. So that's why they will go to that particular hell. It's called Put. So one who delivers the fathers from that particular hell, it's called Putra. Tra means deliver. So a worthy son's duty is to deliver his father. But in the case of Duryodhana, what happened? You know, Dhritarashtra itself, he is 100%, you know, he fell down. Because first, what he did? He didn't, act as a good king. You know, all of us, we know, you know, the throne is given by Pandava's father, you know. Actually, they are the owner of the royal throne. But Dhritarashtra, he cheated when he got power. And then when Pandavas, they want back, but he don't want, because I am king, you know, my son should be, you know, next king. So this is a, one is, he's not doing his duty as a king, and second is he's offending Vaishnava, pure Vaishnava. So he commit Vaishnava aparadh and sinful activities. So definitely he has to go to hell, and he has to go through all the suffering, you know. So, and other hand, the Duryodhana, he is already sinful. And Srila Prabhupada, he described, like Vidura is saying, that is this, you know, sin personified, the offense personified. He's so powerfully, all the time he offends to Krishna and his devotees. And maybe, you know, we take vow before initiation, like, and I'll not do this. So Duryodhana, he took, you know, vow before he came to this world, you know, I'll not perform devotional service, I'll not be polite to, you know, devotees, and I'll be not to be devoted to the Krishna. So that's whenever you will see, he just committing offense to Krishna, you know. That's such a unworthy son, which is unfortunately Dhritarashtra had. So Vidura advised him, you know, he should rid of this son. Why? Srila Prabhupada, he gave a great example, like a blind eyes. If somebody's eyes is infected, imagine what will happen. It will create trouble only. Even our any part of the body is not functioning properly. What happened? It will create problem. You know, doctor just operate it and separate from the body. According to Manusamhita, like this, for sake of saving a family, if someone need to leave one person, that is okay. Like it should be, because if we want to save the whole family. So Vidura advised in a perfect way, but Dhritarashtra doesn't want to listen. So he want rid of the trouble, root of the trouble of, you know, Yadu dynasty. Kuru dynasty. But unfortunately, what happened when the non-devotees, they get the advice from the devotees, you know, they think, oh, they are going to take all my enjoyment. Better not to take their advice, you know. No. Whatever I am thinking, it's giving me some pleasure. Oh, this is the best, you know. This is the best. So they don't want to leave what they are getting, some pleasure out of some their sense gratification. They will never listen to devotees. But devotees always, they think, what they think? They want to, you know, permanently give them happiness to the all living entities. That is their intention. So Vidura was thinking, you know, why my brother will suffer? You know, if you will give up the son like Duryodhana, so he can, you know, devoted toward Lord Krishna, and then he will be, enjoy his life. He will be, entire his life will be peaceful. So it's a nice story, like, you know, like one person, he was very hungry. So, and then he came to temple. He was asking, can you give me some prasadam? And Pujari said maybe, okay, yeah, you can have prasadam, but please wait some time, you know. After some time, now his offering going on, wait 10 minutes after, you'll get prasadam. So he was so hungry. So, you know, in the marble pillar, is quite cold. And when people get hungry, what happens? When they hug something, cold thing, they feel very comfortable, actually. So he was so hungry, he couldn't tolerate, and he hugged the pillar. And it was giving some cool feelings. So, and when Pujari finished offering, and then he bought some prasadam, and then he was hugging that pillar, and then Pujari saying, hey, let's have this prasadam. You can have now, you know. And then what? He's saying, oh, give me. And then he here is pillar, and he's hugging like that, and his hand is other side, and he's saying, give me here. And then Pujari is saying, hey, if you take prasadam there, how are you going to eat? Oh, it doesn't matter. Put it on my hand, and you know, I'll see how I can eat. And he said, oh, give up the pillar. You know, just sit down and have prasadam. Oh, no. This is giving me so much satisfaction, you know. It's feeling a little bit cold. So it's giving some pleasure. I don't want to leave this one, you know. It's quite nice. So people does the same thing, you know, when devotees advise, you know, do these things. They don't want to give up their so-called own desire. They want to grab that one. And what happened? If in that situation they will receive the instruction or how they will act, you know, when if you put something on the hand and when it will split out, what will happen? Everything will fell off, fell on the ground. The person cannot eat that prasadam. The same thing when devotees, a pure devotee giving instruction. If we don't take it as it is, what happened? It will not work, you know. The world will be like useless. Or sometimes they will not accept because they are getting some pleasure out of their, you know, so-called sense gratification. They don't want to give up their own idea. So Vidura here is instructed to, you know, Dhritarashtra, you know, give up your son, Anuvarthi son. But he is getting some pleasure out of his son. Why? Because I have a son. It's very nice. This, that. So it's like he's hugging that pillar and he's feeling some cold because of, because of he's hugging that pillar. So that's it. He don't want to give up his so-called little bit sense gratification. So imagine if he'll give up that and he'll take instruction which is Vidura given. What would happen? Whole dynasty would be saved. So, otherwise, Srila Prabhupada want to say that, you know, a unworthy son, or an unworthy person, they cannot do good for themselves and they cannot do good for anyone. Chanakya Pandit said, there is few enemy. And maybe this is truth, what exactly Chanakya Pandit said. Prabhupada also mentioned. There is an enemy when, you know, father will be enemy when he will be too much in debt. And the mother will be enemy when she marries second time. And a son will be enemy when he is foolish. And wife will be enemy when she is too beautiful. That's what Prabhupada also mentioned, like Chanakya Pandit said that. So the son will be enemy when, like, he is foolish. So here we can see in Duryodhan is, if you put number, he will be the number one foolish. Why? Because he left Krishna. If someone is living Krishna, or, you know, Bhimukha means is envious of Krishna, that person is most unfortunate and most, you know, foolish person. And, you know, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami said, Jajan Krishna Vaje Sevara Chatur. The one who worships the Krishna, he is most intelligent. You know, that's why he said, Tisha Varno Tisha Krishnam Sanga Pangastra Parshadam Yagai Sankirtanai Prayar Jajanti Hi Sumedasa. Well, Sumedha means one is extremely intelligent. So one who worships, one who is devotee of Lord, that person is most intelligent. Why? Because Krishna promised, in Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam Yenamam Upajanti Te. Vedasya Sarvam Aham Eva Vedya. If somebody knows Krishna, that means what? He knows all the Vedanta philosophy, everything. Because he knows Krishna. Srila Prabhupada used to say, you know, if you have $100 notes, means you have all the $1, $2, $5, $10, everything within that. So same, when somebody devoted to Krishna, he got everything. Jashasti Bhaktir Bhagavatya Akinchana Sarva Gunaisatra Samasati Sura Hara Bhakta Sukuta Mahadguna Sada Manaratana Dhavata Vahi. One who is non-devotee of Krishna, where is he? He has good quality. There is no good quality. If somebody is devotee of Krishna, he gets all the auspiciousness, you know, and he gets all the good qualities. So when Duryodhana was envious to Krishna, what happened? He lost his all auspiciousness, all intelligence, everything, whatever good thing he had, you know. This is unfortunate. You know, Bhaktivinoda Tagore said, Janama Safalatar Krishna Darshana Jar Janame Hoye Chekbar. Someone's life will be successful if that person will see, that person will have darshan Krishna, just one. But here, you know, Duryodhana, he was present in front of Krishna. But what happened? He was not devoted to, you know. He could make successful his life, you know. He could make his life best. But what happened? He didn't choose that. He don't want. You know, he want to envious of Krishna. Why Krishna will have so many things? You know, why he will be like so opulent? Why he will have all the best stuff? You know, same, still we can see some people in this time now. Millions of people here. They don't want to come to temple. You know, here is Krishna. Krishna is here, but they don't want to come. Even though they will come, they might do nothing. They might, you know, insult the devotees. Oh, look at them, you know. You know, they spend so much money here and there. Why they don't spend money somewhere else? Make some hospital. Srila Prabhupada used to say, make some hospital so you are wishing some more people should be sick. So I'm making now, you know, 5,000 more new beds, so 5,000 more people should be sick. So that is the mentality of people, you know. They come in front of Krishna, and the same what Duryodhana did before, you know. They'll come and they'll make, you know, they'll just find fault what they're, you know, what they're not doing this thing good, they're not doing that thing good. So we should be take advantage. Like as soon as we come to temple, we can see how beautiful is Krishna, how merciful he is, you know. If we see, you know, in Chaitanya Charitamrita is saying, Chaitanya Chandrair Daya Karo Vichar, Vichar Kurile Ride Paiva Chamatkar. You know. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna's mercy, if we carefully see through, then you will understand actually how deep, how merciful he is. Yeah. Once, you know, one Prabhu, he was giving class and he said, okay, let's see. We all of us, we have friend, isn't it? Yeah. So, can you stand for your friend 12 hours in a place, like same way, stand for him, you know, wait when he will come? Can you stand 12 hours? Okay, let's say 6 hours, how about that? 3 hours, 1 hour, 10 minutes, we feel boring. Krishna, He is standing 24/7 for whom? For him? No. For us. Isn't it? Why he is standing there? Why is he here? Lakshmi Sahasra Sata Samrama Sebhya Manam. Thousands of Lakshmi Devi, they are waiting when Krishna will order something, you know, some service. That Krishna, he has no problem, absolutely nothing is lacking. Atmaram, he is self-satisfied. He don't need anyone actually. But still he is standing, why? Because of us. You know, when we will come and have darshan of him and then we will get some benefit. That's why Krishna is standing. So, can you imagine how much love he has for us? You know, if we tell our father, can you stand for me there, 24 hours? And then he will say, oh no, I can maybe, 10 minutes, 1 hour is fine. 24 hours, no way. So that's it. If we think how much merciful is Krishna, you cannot be envious. It's not possible. If you see Krishna's quality, but unfortunately, the non-devotee, they will never see those qualities. They will see other way around. Oh, hey, look, why Krishna will have so many wives? Why, he will have so many palaces and all the opulences. Why not me? They will think always other way around. That's how they see. But as a devotee, never see through that. They see how merciful is Krishna. Actually, technically, if you think about Krishna's mercy, it is his compassion to everyone, even his enemy. Krishna, whoever killed by Krishna, they get liberation. And if we go through the Shastra, how difficult is getting liberation? And you have to perform so many austerity, maybe so many lifetime, thousands of lifetime. Somebody has to perform yoga or, perform some sacrifice and then that person gets liberation. But Krishna, when he kills someone and then, he compassion to that, soul and then he gives liberation. So, he is merciful to everyone, even his enemy. So that's why Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, specially mentioned, Chaitanya Chandrir Daya Karo Vichar, Vichar Kurile Ride Paiva Chamatkar. If you see Krishna's quality, then you will understand how much merciful he is. But unfortunately, Dhritarashtra and his son both was completely blind. They were blind of what? By envious. That is the one thing we should leave. We shouldn't cultivate envious. That enviousness will destroy everything. 100% completely. So, if somebody will cultivate enviousness, it will destroy everything. So, because of his blindness, they destroy whole Kuru dynasty. So we should learn from here. Krishna gave every example because of us so we can understand the fact. Thank you so much. I would like to stop here. If there is any comments and question, please. Yes, please. If we, the very famous story like Jagai and Madhai, sorry? all of us we know, when Mahaprabhu instructed Nityananda Prabhu, Haridas and Srivastava, all of his associates, and go and spread the holy name everywhere. So Jagai and Madhai, they're born in Brahmin family, but unfortunately, by the bad association, same like Duryodhana, So because of bad association, what happened? So they turn into drunkard and thief, robber, whatever you can say, dacoit. You know, they are so bad, people will not walk through them at daytime. Forget about nighttime. You know, they will grab them and they will take everything from them. And there's, you know, they're quite from the respected family, very respected family. So when they become like that, and Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur, actually Nityananda Prabhu took him. I said, let's go. We'll go some very, you know, what is called unique place. And Nityananda Prabhu took to Haridas Thakur. And then Nityananda Prabhu requested to Jagai and Madai, hey, you know, you are born in Brahmin family, such a nice, you know, be pious. When somebody is born in Brahmin family, he's pious, you know. So why you, you know, destroying all of good quality which is you have, and why you cultivating all the bad quality, and why you behaving like that? You know, better, you know, chant holy name, and you know you are looking for happiness, and you will get ultimate happiness. So as soon as he, like, they heard this one, and they said, look, don't give me instruction. You know, we beat so many sadhus like you. So, don't come nearby. And today, okay, you are new because I never saw you here. So, first time is like I'm forgiving. So, don't come here. Even don't come nearby here by mistake even. Okay. And then again, when Nityananda Prabhu start, you know, requesting, and they were so angry, they chase them, Jagai and Madai. So somehow or other they run, Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur. It's mentioned that Haridas Thakur was quite old. He was same age as Advaita Acharya, I mean similar age. So he was quite old, and then he came to Mahaprabhu and complained, look, Nityananda Prabhu, he took me somewhere and there was two drunkards and we were very in a dangerous situation. I don't want to go with him anymore. And then Nityananda Prabhu said, no, I want to take him only. He's the best person with me. So, and then Haridas Thakur said, no, I'm not going there anymore. So I'll go somewhere else. And then Nityananda Prabhu said, okay, let's go. We'll go somewhere else. And they went to again Navdeep, somewhere in some, you know, narrow way. And then Nityananda Prabhu took in same place to Haridas Thakur, to Jagai and Madai. So, and as time going on, short. And then Nityananda Prabhu again requested him to chant the holy name, you know. You are looking for happiness. If you want to ultimate happiness, please chant the holy name. Mahaprabhu bought this, you know, holy name, Golakir Premadhan Harinam Sankirtan. It is from, not from this material world, it's from Goloka Vrindavan. Please accept it. And then, Madhai, he was so annoyed. He said, yesterday I told you not to come. Again you came. And then Haridas Thakur pulling Nityananda Prabhu, let's go, you know, they are drunkard. And that Madhai said, look, you not listen to me. You are, you know, not obeying my instruction. So you'll get punishment. And then he was drunk. So they used to use a mud and a clay pot for drinking all the alcohol, whatever. And he hit with that to Nityananda Prabhu. And Nityananda Prabhu's forehead was bleeding, you know. And still Nityananda Prabhu, what he's saying, okay, you hit me, no problem. Please chant, you know, still, you know. If you chant, then, you know, Krishna will be pleased and you will get the real happiness which you are looking for. It's okay, I will not mind even though you hate me. And Madhai can say, oh, you still is screaming, you know, you still instructing me. I told you to go from here, you know, I will kill you. So he took another pot to hit him. And, you know, Jagai, he said, hey, look, you hit that person and he is not, you know, upset on you, and still he is requesting you. you know, I think they are good person, you know, good people. You shouldn't hit anymore. So he grabbed the mother. And he said, don't hit anymore. Anyway, when this thing, Haridas Thakur, he saw and he was very upset. Immediately he, you know, he gave that news to Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu was so angry. He wanted to destroy whole world just because of that. And then what Nityananda Prabhu said, so my dear Lord, you came here to deliver all the living, fallen conditioned soul. Patito pavana hetu tava avatar, mosama patito prabhu na pai bihar. You will deliver most fallen soul, you know, whoever will be most fallen. I mean, not we don't have to be imitated as the most fallen. I mean, Mahaprabhu is came for that. He will deliver everyone, even most fallen. So if you kill, if you destroy everything, so how this, you know, this will work? So it doesn't match with your, you know, what you predicted in Shastra. It is not good. So then Mahaprabhu said, okay. So then he said, okay, I'll not do that. And Nityananda Prabhu requested, please, you know, for me, please forgive him. You know, I am asking forgiveness on behalf of Jagai and Madhai. So, if you see that, you know, nobody will do that. Even not, you know, our close friend, relative, whatever, except some well-wisher. Like Guru. What Guru does, he takes all our sinful reaction, whatever we have committed in several lives. Krishna and Guru, they can only do this to a living entity. So Nityananda Prabhu, he asked forgiveness on behalf of them. So anyone will do that? No one. So that's a Srila Krishnadas Kubrej Goswami said, you know, if you think deeply what Gornitai, you know, what Krishna, he does for the devotees, that's amazing. No one will do that. You know. Just imagine simply, Prabhu, as a super soul, he is with us. How many births? Millions, billions and trillions time. When we become, you know, womb in the stool, and he's still living as a super soul with us. Why? Because he wants to, you know, take us back to Godhead. No one will stay like that. Will anyone do that for us? If I will go to jail, my friend will go with me. If I'll, you know, suppose, you know, I'll have some trouble, really, you know, very strong. What generally we do? Oh, he's in trouble, you know. Better, you know, keep distance from him, because otherwise we'll get blame as well. You know, in the footpath you saw so many people drunker, and you know, it's not in appropriate situation. Nobody can come say, oh, he's my friend, you know. But because everybody will think, oh, if I'll say this is my friend, I'll lose my prestige, isn't it? But Krishna never say that. He never. He doesn't say, oh, he's drunker, you know, I'll lose my prestige, I won't stay as a Paramatma with him. He doesn't. So that's a, He's most compassionate. Thank you so much. Would like to stop here. Jai Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bo.